President Trump travels to Arizona today. He'll hold a Make America Great Again rally in Phoenix. It's the president's first public appearance since the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton called on the Trump campaign to delay the event, saying his presence could inflame emotions and further divide the nation. Another issue stirring emotions in Arizona, Trump has hinted he might grant a presidential pardon for former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Arpaio called himself America's toughest sheriff and prided himself on his enforcement of federal immigration laws. But this year, he was found guilty of criminal contempt for not following a judge's order to cease his immigration patrols. Jimmy Jenkins from KJZZ reports.
Joe Arpaio wasn't your typical sheriff, and he isn't your typical candidate for a presidential pardon.
They tend to be relatively obscure people who have been in prison for a long, long time, kind of, shall we say, ordinary criminals.
Robert Weisberg is a professor of criminal law at Stanford University. He says presidential pardons are usually given to people facing stiff sentences.
What's really, really rare here is a pardon for a misdemeanor.
Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt of court and faces 6 months in jail. Weisberg points to recent pardons granted by President Obama for drug offenders facing long prison terms as more common. He says pardons are normally saved for serious criminal convictions.
Misdemeanors are, you know, moderately serious convictions. So I think many would view this as a very gratuitous act by Trump.
It would also be totally outside the normal protocol for a pardon, since Arpaio claims he hasn't asked for one, something normally done through channels at the Justice Department. Arpaio's attorney Jack Woolenchek won't comment on any communication between the former sheriff and the White House, but he says his client would accept a pardon should the president offer it.
Joe Arpaio didn't get a fair trial. The judge should have granted him a jury trial, and if the president issues a pardon, that's a check on the system and it's the right thing to do.
The president's basically thumbing his nose at the rule of law.
ACLU Deputy Legal Director Cecilia Wong says a pardon from Trump would undermine his own Department of Justice.
And the role of the federal courts in ensuring that law enforcement officials like Sheriff Joe Arpaio are held to account when they violate the constitutional rights of people.
Wong says a pardon for Arpaio would not undo the legal victories that she and so many others fought for in the community and in the court. But Wong says regardless of what Trump actually does, the message is clear.
The president's threat is a signal that he believes in official racism, that he is literally pardoning official racism.
On Friday night in Phoenix, people painted signs to protest the president's visit to the city and a potential Arpaio pardon. Some signs say, "Don't give up." Others are adorned with more colorful language. Maria Castro is a community organizer at Puente Human Rights Movement.
You know, I think there's a lot of anger.
Her group has been fighting Arpaio and his policies for a decade.
For us, a potential pardon is kind of almost like a slap in the face, right? Because of all the work that we have been doing all of these years.
But Castro says it's not surprising. She says they're used to having to mobilize against injustice and they'll be protesting the president's visit. Joining Castro's cause are more than two dozen state lawmakers who signed a letter asking the president to not pardon Arpaio. They say it would amount to an endorsement of hatred and weaken respect for the law. President Trump's rally is set to take place at the convention center downtown tonight. For Here and Now, I'm Jimmy Jenkins in Phoenix.